Good morning and welcome again to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really happy you joined us. We'd like to welcome you. We have a great guest this morning. Our guest is going to be Luke Jacobs. Our guest is Luke Jacobs from Jacobs Meat Market. And my name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony.
Glad you joined us. We'd like to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter before we begin with our interview, with Luke. Our SCORE chapter is the one who produces the show each week for you. And we are very happy that we have the listening audience we have. They've been very good to us. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Fox City's Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We have about 40 mentors who volunteer their time. They're experts in their fields to help business owners with their problems, their growth opportunities, and entrepreneurs who are thinking of starting a business to go through the checklist. Is it the time to start a business and how do I do that? And our experts are in fields like legal, marketing, HR, strategic planning, cash flow and banking, all kinds of really critical professions to help a business succeed. We work with the business owner free of charge. We will work with each other to help you. And what SCORE can bring resources to your business to help you grow your company. You can learn more about the SCORE chapter and what we do in our volunteer services at foxcities.score.org. That's foxcities.score.org. Or you can call us at the Chamber office at 734-7101. And in addition to the mentoring that we do, we also offer a number of seminars to help educate business owners and provide information so they can improve their strategies for success. Randy, tell us about a couple of things that are coming up from the SCORE chapter this year.
Okay, well, the SCORE chapter has been rather busy setting up programs this year. One of the most popular ones that we have, of course, is the Simple Steps program. It's five sessions that go over all of the details that you really need to know if you're interested in starting a business and need to put together a business plan, or if you've been in business for a number of years and want some help in specific areas that we'll be covering in each of the different weekly programs. The first session will be beginning on February the 12th. That will be to cover just the basics and startup in business so you can kind of get a feel for are you really the type of person to be an entrepreneur, what it all takes. And we'll also have a guest speaker there at that particular session, which will be from Epiphany Law, talking about the different structures. Should I be an LLC? Should I be a S-Corp or a C-Corp? And what that really means.
Right. There is a difference. Especially from a sole proprietor.
Oh, absolutely. And so that'll be startup. That begins on, as I said, February the 12th. It'll be from 8 a.m. until 12:30 at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop in downtown Appleton, right there on College Avenue. Would recommend that you get there between 8 and 8:30. We'll be doing registration. Also, if you're looking for parking, best parking in those areas would be in the city ramps. Okay. The price on that is $25 for that session. Then we'll have four more sessions beginning on the 19th of February, which will be covering business concepts, things that I need to know about being in business. The next one on the 26th will be covering marketing, including the areas of social media, website design, as well as the basics, old-fashioned, my kind of 4 P's marketing. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, then, we'll be doing on the on March the 5th, financial projections, which is very important. This is a excellent program that has a template available for you that has all of the different types of financial forms.
Like the balance sheet,
all
the
statements,
statement of cash flows, projections.
Right. And they're all tied together so that you can come up with your reports, your ratios, and the things you really need to know to run your business.
Yep.
The final program is on where do I find the money, and that'll be on March the 12th. Again, we'll be talking about traditional forms of financing as well as non-traditional, such as crowdfunding, angel investors, and that type of thing.
And strategies on how to approach a lender.
Correct.
You know, what are they looking for?
Right. Now, each of the sessions, number 2, 3, 4, and 5, will be from 6 until 9 p.m. in the evenings. It'll be held at the chamber office, and we would ask, you can, again, register for all four of those at one time, or you can register for each one if you want to, if there's one in particular that's of interest to you. They're each $25, $150 for all five sessions. So $125 for all. I'm not an accountant. You are.
The governor doesn't get any tax on this one.
So anyway,
and you can find out more about this at foxcities.score.org. You can review what Randy just told us, and you can use that website to sign up for any of the sessions you like. Also, a plug for the first one. It's at the Copper Rock, and that $25 includes a little breakfast
and also lunch. Yes.
So, and it's fun. You meet a lot of interesting people, so we encourage you to attend.
Right. You know, in addition to that, we also have a special program that's going to be down in Fond du Lac. You're going to be involved in that one, Tony, and that is on cash flow management and managing your banking relationships. That one is going to be held on February the 26th.
Right.
We are doing it in partnership with the Home Builders Association of Fond du Lac and Dodge County. So those of you, again, if you are interested in that, it will be in the Fond du Lac area, and it'll be held at their office, which is out on Rolling Meadows Drive in Fond du Lac. Again, for more information, go out to the foxcitiescore.org website. But it, again, it's a $25 program. It starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on February 26th and runs till 3. So it'll cover all of the things you need to know about cash flow, how to handle your cash flow, and how to handle your banking relationships.
Yep. Good.
Two other things real quickly. The Fox Cities Chamber is going to be having their Cultivate program coming up. It's an annual event that they do. This is going to be on March 20th. A reminder on that, it is basically a half-day session, includes registration and breakfast. Their keynote speaker is going to be Rana Gilbert, who is director of Janus Labs. Her topic is going to be how the art of wow. In other words, how to drive extreme client loyalty. So when people look at your product and go, wow, that's neat. They'll also have a number of breakout sessions available and so on, including then also luncheon and networking. So as I said, that is going to be on March the 20th. Go out to cultivateevent.com to get more details on that.
Okay.
And then,
sounds great.
And finally, just a real quick one, I keep getting tangled up with the Y Service Group here in the Valley.
Good group.
And would remind you, in addition to selling Christmas trees, we also do a special Pancake Day program coming up on Saturday, February the 1st. It runs from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Have available all-you-can-eat pancakes as well as sausages. And also,
what's the difference between a flapjack and a pancake?
I think the guy turning it.
Okay. Hey, Jack.
Anyway, but we also include toppings for you, fruit drinks, and so on. It's a great time. Bring the family. It's $5. It's only $5 per person for all-you-can-eat pancakes. Or if you have a family, a larger family, it's $20 per family.
And where again, Randy?
It's going to be on February the 1st. That's Saturday.
Yeah.
It will be held at the Appleton Downtown Y.
Okay. You can meet Jack.
You can meet Jack.
You can meet Jack.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Well, we want to say thank you to our sponsors who help bring BizTalk to you every weekend. They include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Haling CPA firm. Kurt Haling's pretty busy right now with the tax season going on. Epiphany Law. Randy mentioned Kevin Eisman from Epiphany Law will be a presenter at session number one in Simple Steps. So we thank them for the sponsorship of BizTalk. Also, Tuss House. Tuss House is a company that will help you and your business manage your website and do a lot of that marketing for you. We also want to thank eBiz Results in Oshkosh, who built BizTalkWithScore.com for this show, and they help us maintain that website and keep that going. And we also want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for promoting our program and their biweekly periodical called the Business News. If you haven't subscribed to Business News, you really should. If you're in business, for $20 a year, you're going to be kept in tune with a lot of things going on in the business community throughout East Central Wisconsin that can help you with your company. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll meet our guest this morning, Luke Jacobs from Jacobs Meat Market. You're listening to BizTalk on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. Working for a living, working for a living, living and a worker. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living. And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're working for you this morning. We have a great show in store for you. Luke Jacobs is our guest from Jacobs Meat Market here in Appleton. Good morning, Luke.
Hey, good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Welcome to the program. Glad to have you here, Luke.
Yeah, great to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Jacobs Meat Market and your involvement in the company, and what do they do at Jacobs Meat Market?
Well, we were started in 1945 by my grandpa and his brother. Mm-hmm. They actually worked at Vakes' Meat Market downtown.
Sure.
Back when there used to be, you know, five or six meat markets downtown Appleton. So they were both working there, and my grandpa rode his bike from his house to Vakes' every morning, and he rode by this place every morning and saw the for sale sign in the door. And they were closed down for a couple of years, and he just kept on riding by and kind of mentioned it to his brother. And his brother said, you know, how about we try it out on our own? Because you know about sausage and I know about cutting meat, and you know, let's just try and make this a go. And so they went back, they went into business together. And
and where are you located? You said you rode by this place.
Right, at 544 North Law Street.
Okay.
And you've been at that location for?
Yep, since 1945.
Wow, okay.
That's... It was originally called Jacob's Brothers Market because of the brothers.
Right. Okay.
It was Jacob's Brothers, and then when it was from my grandpa and his brother, it was passed down to my father and his sister. And it is since my father and I.
Okay. So
your father's name is Eddie.
Ed, yep.
A lot of people know Eddie.
Right, right.
And now it's Luke.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Great. Well, how do you like the business?
I really like it. I love working with the people. The people are what makes the business go. It's great products bought by great people, and people are really, really loyal to us.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's what keeps on.
How did you get into business, Luke?
It's actually a funny story. So we were driving home, and business wasn't good, and I think it was right around 1990 or something like that. And back when like Cub Foods came into town, and mm-hmm. You know, they were the big box stores were mm-hmm. really moving into town, and so my dad was kind of scared because you know, this is basically one stop shopping.
Yep.
So I remember distinctly driving home from the store when my dad wasn't too pleased because, you know, business wasn't going that well. And my mom telling me, Luke, I don't think that you want to go into this business.
Ooh.
Because you're not going to, you know, you're not going to make $1 million. You're not going to, you know, it's just not something that probably is sustainable.
Pretty risky.
Yeah. Right, right. So I remember that very distinctly. She doesn't remember it, maybe because it's, I don't know.
One of those sad stories. Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
She remembers it differently. But anyway, so fast forward to going to college, and I went to UW-Eau Claire for a couple of years until they told me that college wasn't for me. And so I remember writing a letter to my dad, and the letter was saying, you know, that I wanted to come back and, you know, try my hand in the business. And so... I remember sending the letter out and receiving a phone call, and I'd never seen my dad cry before.
Hmm.
And so I could hear that he was down in the basement because it was really noisy, and that's, you know, that's where all the compressors are and everything. So I could hear him really, really choking up because,
yep.
You know, his son had called, and he had never said, you know, Luke, you're going to do this. You're going to go into business. You're going to,
yep.
you're going to take it over because you're, you know, you're
right.
the oldest son.
Right.
You know, you're going to take it over. So he had never pressured me into doing it or anything. So for me to volunteer that and to say, Dad, I want to take over for you was really, really overwhelming to him, I think,
yeah.
because he was really blindsided in it.
Yeah. I think any dad would feel grateful that their yeah. son would want to do what they've been doing for their entire life.
Right.
Yeah. I can identify very much with that because my dad ran a small business when I was growing up, and I worked with him from the time I was 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And when I went off to college, one of the reasons I did was to learn how to do his business better, not
sure.
just the physical part of it. We were contractors,
mm-hmm.
but to learn how to run the business.
Right.
And, you know, I can really identify with how your dad must have felt because I know my dad, too, it was the same thing. And
mm-hmm.
when you find out that the son wants to keep the business going, that is just a tremendous feeling. So,
right.
Yeah, great on that one.
Yep.
So.
And he kind of had a plan for me once I came back. He said that if you're going to take this business over, you're going to learn every aspect of the business. Mm-hmm. You're going to make sausage for 6 months. You're going to learn how to do the books.
Right.
For 6 months, you're going to cut meat for 6 months.
Clean the back room.
No, he never made me do that.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. Of course I did.
This you got to do this, all of it. This right. You know what's behind the business.
Right, right. Right.
Because this is a broom, yes.
Right. Yeah. because, you know, if you're taking over a business, you need to know
right.
whose roles are what and everything
what
like that.
So,
right, right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So that was his plan, and that served us very well, because I know if somebody comes in and says, is there this in the sausage, or what cut would be good for this, mm-hmm. you know, I can definitely tell them.
And I can share with the audience, if you've not been in Jacob's Meat Market, you should really go there. It does have that corner store feel, that old corner store feel. And when you're behind the counter, be prepared for a sense of humor and a little zinger coming back once in a while.
That's right.
Because I've heard you dish it out to a lot of clients, and they're just like, really?
Right.
And everybody's laughing.
Yep.
It's
yep.
just kind
it's
of
even
real...
better when they get me back.
Okay.
And you have a great sense of humor, too. So anything else about Jacob's you want to mention right now before we go to the next segment?
Well, let's give a 10% discount to everybody that mentions that they heard us on Biz Talk today.
All right.
Today, and we're open till 6 tonight. So
6 o'clock, okay. From now till 6 o'clock, you stop in, mention you heard Luke on Biz Talk, 10% discount.
Wonderful way to go.
Great.
Okay.
You
okay,
don't even have to ask for a discount, double check.
Okay. There you go. Here we
okay.
go. All right, we're going to have fun in the next segment. We're going to come back on the other side of this break. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Good morning and welcome back to Biz Talk. Our guest this morning is Luke Jacobs with Jacobs Meat Market, a pretty well-established, popular place in Appleton mm-hmm. if you're looking for a good cut of meat or a good turkey or a good ham. If you have any questions for Luke this morning, please give us a call at 281-1150 in Appleton. Again, that number is 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. So, Luke, Jacob's Meat Market on Law Street in Appleton
yes.
started 68 years ago. What keeps it going? What is its staying power? What's the attraction?
I think it's the quality of product that we put out there, as well as it's something that you can't just go to a big box store and buy. You know, if you want a specific cut of meat or something like that, you know, cut a little bit differently, or if you don't want that pork chop, but you want that pork chop, or if you want, you know, come in for three wieners, you can get three wieners.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
know, you don't have to just settle for whatever's packaged.
Yeah.
Right.
We were talking off air. I think all of us have had some experience coming into your place and getting something special that, you know, you can't get anyplace else. So as far as your strategy, that exclusivity is one of the primary components of your marketing strategy?
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
Because that's what sets us apart from all of our competitors. And I see our competitors as the big box stores. I don't see
mass production.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I don't see like Haines or Cedar Creek or Nemus or anything like that. You know, if we don't have a product and somebody calls or somebody comes in,
mm-hmm.
We say, you know, we don't carry that, but we know that Haines does, or that Cedar Creek does, or mm-hmm. you know that another smaller meat market is, because I see mm-hmm. All of us smaller guys basically against the big guys.
Yeah.
Isn't one of your strengths, Luke, the history of the recipes? I mean, you have the blends of the various tastes and flavors that
right,
are pretty
definitely.
Unique Jacobs.
Yes. Yep. And that's what kept us going. And it's, again, something that you can't find at the big box stores
yeah.
is something that's produced right on site, you know, smoked in our smokehouses
mm-hmm.
or stuffed right in our back room.
Now, since you've been with the organization, How long has that been, by the way?
I think I was 13 when I started working.
Okay. Could you tell us a little bit about how, you know, some of the strategies, some of the things you do may have changed over the years?
I remember as far as strategies, bringing up to the credit card processing to my dad.
Okay. That must have been fun.
And, oh, it was like pulling teeth.
Uh-huh.
You know, he didn't understand because he had never had a credit card before.
Right.
So he didn't understand the whole, you know, credit card aspect. You know, if you walk into a store with $20 in your pocket,
yep,
that's all you're going to spend, up to $20.
Right.
If you walk in with a $20 bill as well as a credit card, you know, and you see a good-looking T-bone or a pork roast that you might want for, mm-hmm, a Sunday night dinner, you know, you can just swipe the card.
Right.
And he, yeah, saw the 3% that the credit card company was taking, and so that was a real downfall for him. But once I actually talked him into it, and he saw the results of how much more people were spending.
Right.
Right.
You, yeah, know, that was just... The proof was right there.
So technology has been one of the areas you see a lot of changes in.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
And our website, I started when, you know, the .com was just starting, and I didn't know what a .com was. So starting our website and jacobsmeatmarket.com, we've grown, and people have gone away from receiving the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was a big avenue for us. How are we going to get those customers back? Because everybody's got email.
Right.
So we have a weekly email special.
Okay.
We send out the weekly specials that are also in the Post Crescent.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really changed for us as well.
Yeah, I noticed that you have four or five of the social media accesses as well as your website.
Right.
So, and do you keep track of that, or who handles the social media stuff for you?
I kind of do. With this, we were talking earlier about a thing called Blogger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And with a click, you can update your Facebook. You can do Twitter. You can do LinkedIn. You can do all these different things with just, mm-hmm, a click of a button.
Okay.
And you don't have to update this one and update that one and update that one.
So you can go on to your business instead of spending your whole life trying to keep the social media up to date.
Correct.
Wonderful,
right,
way to go. Okay.
Yep.
Now, Luke, you indicated that your marketing efforts, you're getting into the tech world and blogging and Blogger, and that's all great stuff because the old newspapers are dying away and they're just not there anymore. What do you do to keep up with, stay ahead of things like the industry changes? What's going on in the industry, in your industry?
Well, I subscribe to a couple different meat producers, newsletters,
yep,
and so I kind of see what the national people are doing, and
yep,
and also I keep in touch with some smaller guys, you know, throughout the mm-hmm, nation. So I see what they're doing, see what their kind of trends are in similar markets to ours.
So you do offer specials, like if someone comes in and they want to have this kind of meat or this cut of meat or have a turkey or a couple turkeys a certain way.
Right.
You do that for them.
Yes, we do. I don't know how many times people come in with a recipe in their hand, and it's always fun to see because they don't have any idea,
right,
you know, what this pork shoulder looks like or what this, right, what this cap of the sirloin looks like.
Mm-hmm.
They just know what the picture looks like. And so they walk in and they say, you know, can you get this? And if I know it, great.
Sure,
otherwise,
yeah,
you know, we have a computer right in the back. I can Google images,
right,
as,
right,
to what that cut might be.
Okay.
Okay. You know, one of the other things that you had mentioned, you know, as far as some of the changes, is that you provide ready-to-cook meals.
Right.
Is that's an area that you shifted into?
Right. Back when we were started, you know, the wife was at home and she was taking care of the kids. And the dad was working.
That was certainly true in the Jacobs family.
No. Right.
And in my family.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Randy,
yep,
probably in,
oh,
your,
absolutely,
family.
Well, you have to remember, my date of birth goes back to the
Log
same
cabin,
time, dude, as their organization started.
Mine, too.
So
mom stayed at home and didn't,
right,
do much work there.
Right. No.
No,
just
ate
sat
cookies
and watched
soap operas.
Right. Right. Were soap operas back then?
Didn't your mom, yeah, do that?
She did. Yes.
I hope she's not listening to me right now.
Sorry,
I have a feeling that a soap opera was described as taking care of the laundry that particular afternoon.
I just got a text. I think it's from my mom.
Yeah. Say hello for me.
Okay.
Something's burning. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was back when women had a lot of time to prepare the meals.
Right.
You know, they would,
right,
start at 3 o'clock or whatever and start preparing the
right,
fresh made meals.
Right.
Well, what we've done is we've taken all that work out because the women are also in the workforce.
Right.
So, they want to come home and they want to have, you know, a ready to cook meal,
mm-hmm,
that they just throw in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done that. We make chicken pot pies. We make beef pot pies. We make ham loaf, meat loaf, stuffed chicken breasts.
Do you make those in different sizes so that depending on the size of the family, it will serve a larger family, smaller family?
We basically just make them, the ham loaf and the meat loaf, and make 1 and 2 pounders, but everything else, like the pot pies are
you
just
buy three of those
inch.
Or six of those.
Sure,
or need.
10 of them,
yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Well, that's really cool stuff. If you have any questions for Luke, give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, 1-866-887-1150.
Okay. Luke, we were just kind of discussing some of these things as marketing ideas that you go into and so on. One of the other words that you use and is used by a lot of people is branding. You're not just a small corner store, and yet you are. How do you balance that, and how do you brand yourself?
Well, we put things in our store that people can't go to Woodman's and buy.
Okay.
We have a label maker that we put a lot of our own name on these things so that they can't just buy it here one day and then go to look for it cheaper somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, our salad dressings as well.
Sure.
We don't make those in-house, but we put our label on them.
Okay.
And the people think that we make them because of the label that's on
mm-hmm.
there.
Yep.
But
and that's a very common practice in business.
Right.
A lot
right.
of people, a lot of businesses do that.
But
yep,
yeah,
definitely.
But you get the exclusivity then of that product with your label.
Right. Right. Okay. Definitely.
Does that help you expand then from just beyond the corner store to be able to serve the broader marketplace here in the Valley to be able to offer those kinds of things?
Sure. Sure. I would say that we. People come to us for specific things that they're looking for.
Okay. What would you say your range is of your market? Just as a guesstimate.
As far as
how far away people come or know you from?
Oh, I think people come to us regularly from Neenah, Oshkosh.
Okay.
Those areas. And a lot of people come in to town for like a family reunion or something mm-hmm. like that, and they remember us.
Okay.
And there are a lot, some people are actually surprised that we're still in business because they remember us from 60 years ago,
yeah.
And they just happen to be in town for a wedding or something like that, and mm-hmm. it's just like they remember. They walk in,
but
and
they
it's
have
just
good
like
memories of
right.
the uh-huh. good meat, the good meals that they had.
Definitely,
from Jacob's.
Yep. And they walk in and they smell it, and then they're taken back to their childhood or whenever the last time.
So
they
if
were.
Someone out there is listening and they're going to have an anniversary dinner or birthday party for someone in the family, they could call Jacob's Meat Market and they could place an order, right?
Sure, definitely.
What number do they call?
733-1031.
733, I didn't write that down.
1031.
1031, 733-1031. And what can they order?
Well, people order anything from tenderloins, beef tenderloins, to prime ribs. During the holidays, our fresh turkeys are really popular mm-hmm. at Thanksgiving and Christmas. Mm-hmm. We get them in fresh. Hams, bone-in hams.
How many turkeys do you go through in a Thanksgiving? Do you have any idea how many turkeys you sell?
Well, last year we broke a record. We sold just over 700 turkeys.
Fresh turkeys?
Fresh turkeys, yes.
And was that like a two-week period?
That was a one-week period.
One-week period?
Yes, yep.
People are lined up to get those turkeys.
They are, literally, yes.
Yeah. So, and I'm glad to hear that because... a fresh turkey is good, number one. Where do you find a fresh turkey?
Right.
You can't really get a fresh turkey.
I haven't looked anywhere else, but...
I wouldn't either, Luke. I'd just stay right where you are. But it's good food, and it's a great combination of products. You have you do your own sausages.
Right.
I like those. What are those called? Those foot-long, 10-inch long sausage links. Do you have
Italians?
Different spices in them?
Yep.
And... they're very popular. You have cheese in your store.
Right.
You have salad dressings. What else do you sell in your store?
We sell anything from, we're like a little mini Woodman's, I guess.
Okay. Well, you don't have to walk so far.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we don't have to go way to the back of the store to get a gallon of milk.
Yeah, the milk is on Mead Street.
Right.
for yeah. those of you who are familiar. But anyway.
But we carry, you know, anything from gallons of Lamer's milk to, you know, like Hunt's ketchup. We sell fresh bread from the Breadsmith, Simple Simon, Mom and Pop's Bakery.
You sell buns?
We do, yeah.
You know, what's neat about your place is if I go and buy a package of buns, there's probably eight buns in it, I can get eight hot dogs to match the eight buns in a package.
Definitely.
You can't really do that in a grocery store.
Right.
Yeah. Now, just to kind of bring us back a little bit towards what our listening audience, as far as people who are starting businesses and so on, are concerned, how much of the planning do you do? How much of how much of a business plan do you actually work with? Now, I promised I wasn't going to put you on the spot, but I figured, you know, just to
whatever
get
it
back
is,
a little
it's working.
Bit.
Yeah, right. Whatever it is, it's working.
I just kind of see market trends and see what our company can do differently, how we can expand what we do, how we can improve what we're doing. We have great customer service,
right.
And that's
okay.
that's what a lot of people really appreciate.
Okay.
So I think just doing what we do on a daily basis and just seeing little things that we can tweak here and there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm kind of a fly by the seat of my pants type.
Okay.
Marketing and impromptu, you know, all that sort of stuff.
And you're a comedian.
Right.
Baloney,
yes.
Yeah. Does the rest of your staff also help to contribute some of these ideas and work with you on this type
sure,
of thing?
Sure, sure. I ask them periodically, you know, what do you think we can do differently? Or they bring ideas to me. I think we could do this. I think we could do this better. And I really, that's the part of being a part of a small business. Versus being a larger business, you know, they can talk right to me,
right.
Who is the owner, co-owner, with their ideas and what they think would work in our store.
Good, okay.
Because they might have worked at other similar stores or anything.
Sure.
So they might have different ideas because I'm not out to say this is the way we're going to do it.
Okay.
I'm out looking for suggestions and
make it
ways
better.
That we can right
make it improve
right.
it.
So, again, so a comment to people would be if you're going to be starting a business, listen to your staff and listen to your customers.
Right. Definitely.
The program.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're going to take our last break right here. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chips.
And we're talking this morning with Luke Jacobs of Jacobs Meat Market here in Appleton, a company that's 68 years old, started by his grandfather and his brother, and basically has been in the family ever since. And Luke is the third generation running the company. We've been hearing all about the services and the products at Luke at Jacobs Meat Market. We've been having some fun. And I can assure you that if you go to Jacobs Meat Market, you walk in the store, and you look around, you're probably going to see Luke, and he's going to have a big smile for you, and he's just going to crack a joke, and you start laughing. It's a fun place to be. So, Luke, you mentioned earlier in the show a discount that you were offering.
Yes, 10% off for somebody that mentions Biz Talk, that they heard us on Biz Talk.
Today
only
until 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you want to run over and get that pork chop or that turkey, just mention you heard Luke on Biz Talk. You can save yourself 10%.
Okay.
Luke, we were talking before the break about how you improve a business, always improving the business.
Yes.
And vendors are an important part of your business,
right.
People you buy your product from. Tell us about your relationship with them and how they're helpful to you.
There's a level of trust that you have to have with your vendors, whether it's meat or whether it's Pepsi guy or a 7-Up, you know, a 7-Up lady. There's a level of trust that you have to have with them to know your business and know what might work for you or what might not work for you.
Okay, so trust and dependability are key when you're working with these people.
Right, definitely. Okay. Because you have to trust what's coming in the door is what would be good for your company.
They can also help you with trends, too, of what other people are buying and what's popular and so
right,
on.
Right, right. Have you ever tried this or have you ever tried
right.
that? Yeah.
Okay.
We have a caller on the line this morning. We have a minute for the call. Good morning, Frankie.
Yes, indeed. Good morning.
You have a question for Luke?
Yes, I got a. I'd like to make one comment.
Yep.
Your specialty meats, I think, is just extraordinary, especially your garlic bologna. Probably the best that I have ever had.
Thank
Very
you.
Very good. Yeah.
Now, in your personal opinion, is there they're waving the flag for Black Angus meat as being the best in the West?
Right.
Do you agree with that, or is that just a matter of if I took a Redner cow and fed him like I feed this Black Angus guy? Am I going to get the same quality of meat?
I think, in my personal opinion, the Black Angus market was a whole big marketing thing. You know, I think there was a couple producers that had some advertising dollars, and they had the Black Angus, so they were going to tell everybody that the Black Angus cow was going to be better than anything mm-hmm. else that they had before. So okay. It started as a big marketing thing, and then pretty much everybody else got on board with it.
Okay.
So I don't know that there's a huge difference between the taste of a Black Angus animal as well as, you know, just a regular heifer or whatever.
Or a Gernstein or whatever.
Right.
Well, okay, good. I'll leave you go with that. I'm glad I happened to tune in today to hear your program today.
Well
thank you,
listening.
Frankie.
Thanks for
the call this morning. It was really good to hear from you. Luke, about this time of the program, we ask our guests to share a biz tip, like a pearl of wisdom,
sure,
that you might want to pass on to the listening audience. And what would that be?
I think it's don't stop looking for ways to improve your business.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you did it 20 years ago doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to be pertinent today. And listen to your customers as well as your employees, because they ultimately, the customers are paying your bills, and ultimately the employees are helping portray to the customer what your company is all about.
Mm-hmm. Very good, Neil.
That's a good tip.
And always keep it fresh, keep it moving.
Right.
Yep. Very good.
You know, that in banking, Randy, you were in banking as well. The tellers are the ones who see the customers every day, and they're the ones that really carry over the image and the mm-hmm. service of the bank to the customers. All the marketing dollars in the world can be destroyed by one irritable teller who might be crabby that day.
Yeah, we've all had that situation.
Also, the tellers are the ones who can bring a lot of suggestions to management on how to make the service better, which is your point, Luke.
Right, definitely.
So listen to the customers, listen to the employees, and I think the business owner will have a more successful company.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Luke, is there anything you want to wrap up with this morning other than the biz tip?
Don't forget the 10% discount for today.
Okay. Yeah, and where are you located again?
544 North Law Street.
Just north of downtown College Avenue, about 4 or 5 blocks?
Yes.
Yep.
JacobsMeatMarket.com, too.
Corner grocery store, great place, a lot of fun, good food. Stop in and grab some.
Free bologna.
Free bologna. all you can absorb.
All you can afford, right. Yeah. Okay.
Randy, you've got that flapjack thing going on again?
Right. That's going to be on February the 1st. Mm-hmm. That's Saturday at the Y, downtown Appleton. Please, stop by. Enjoy Pancake Day there and a number of other activities we've got coming. And then next week, we're going to have our guest for Shoeless Flooring and Remodeling. That's Jonathan and Emily Shue will be our guest talking about how they've started their business and what they've done. They've worked with SCORE. And so they have a really good story to tell.
That's going to be very helpful for people who are thinking of starting a business. Tune in next week. Well, we're glad you joined us this morning. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be talking to you again next week. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.